You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Conrad. Thank you for serving as acolyte today. Hi, Anderson. And I think Sawyer's coming up. Good morning, Sawyer. So Anderson and Sawyer, I think there's something kind of special about your schools, and that is you're learning primarily in Spanish, right? So I was wondering if you could help me with something today. You know how in one language you say something and it just, you know kind of what it means in another language? So if I were to say hola, what does that mean in Spanish? It means hello. Okay, let's do English to Spanish. How do you say goodbye in Spanish?
Adios.
Adios. And does your brain just kind of make that switch? That if you need to say hello, your brain thinks hola, or if you need to say goodbye, you think adios? Is your brain learning how to switch those? Well, I wanted to show you something in the bulletin. And this page looks like what it does in your bulletin. That song that we just sang is called the Kyrie. Have you ever wondered what Kyrie means? You've wondered what it means? Well, Kyrie in Greek, which is the language that the New Testament was originally written in, Kyrie means Lord. That's kind of cool, huh? So every time we say Kyrie in this song, we're actually saying Lord, just in a different language. How about eleison? Kyrie eleison. Have you ever wondered what eleison means? It means mercy. So every time we say Kyrie eleison, we're asking God to have mercy. And so there are lots of reasons why this prayer, this song is in our bulletin, why we worship with it every Sunday. But this particular version, some of the words are really meaningful. We're asking God to have mercy in our hearts, in our homes. We're asking God to have mercy for our work and our play. We're asking God to help us live out God's love to the poor and to the hungry. And so I just wondered if you'd ever thought about that. So I thought I might tell you, Kyrie means Lord. Eleison means mercy, so we're praying, Lord, have mercy. And in the sermon, which you won't get to hear because you're going to head off to Children's Church, we're all going to talk a little bit more about what it means that Jesus is Lord. Because in the New Testament, if it was written in Greek, it's going to say that Jesus is the Kyrios, which is the word for Lord for Jesus. So anyway, I thought I'd just let you know that. Every time you say that, you're saying, Lord, have mercy. That's kind of cool, huh? All right, well, will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. Thank you for our church. Thank you for different languages and the abilities we have to learn other languages. Help us to be faithful, to learn, to keep learning all the things we can about you. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go to Children's Church with Susan.